Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Montgomery. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Monty Montgomery. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball four. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Shaw moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shaw moves to third. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball four. Piniella moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Piniella moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Monty Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Piniella scores. Oliver scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaul is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shaul hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnstone moves to second. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a pop-up towards third. Shaul settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rojas. The throw from Egan and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive towards short. Orta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Piniella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orta moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orta scores. Allen moves to third. It's 2-1, Royals. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. May moves to third. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Egan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Montgomery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Horta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Orta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnstone for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-2 in the game. Egan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Montgomery hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Nelson now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orta moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver. Johnstone reaches second base with a double. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-3 in the game. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Hovley pinch runs for Ed Kirkpatrick. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Bobby Floyd. Terry Forster now pitching. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Gale Ho. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.